Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still dating man. Go through beating.
Welcome to the Contenders for the Faith broadcast. Oh, yes, we are the Reddit Church at YouTube. And I tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. I tell you, so much is going on around about us, but each day, new mercy. We thank God for his mercy on today. We thank him for his grace on today. We thank him for allowing us to come back to you once again, another week. He's kept us. Oh, yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised on today. I tell you, I don't know if you've been up on the Reddit Church YouTube. I tell you, I don't know what to expect next. I'm telling you. Now we got Superman. Oh, my God. Oh, we better pray like never before. The soon coming king, he's soon to come. The devil know he's running out of time. It seems like the devil knows, but the church is being deceived. They are becoming non-believers. What in the world? It's like everything's been turned upside down, inside out. Everything is backwards. I'm telling you, Jesus is soon to come. I tell you, the bridegroom has perished, and many have lost their focus and have no oil in their lamps, and you're dried up, and you're all free, and oh, my God, come on. You're slumbering and slept, I tell you, but you better wake up and hurry up and run for your life like never before. I tell you, the church has wasted a lot of time, and the word of God said, redeem the time because the days are evil. Look around you. Can't you see that Jesus is on his way back? Revelation 12:9 says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceives what? The whole world. Where do you live at? On this earth, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Oh, wake up. I tell you, the spirit of deception is all around about us. I tell you, it seems like nobody knows but the devil that, hey, that time is winding up, so he's trying to hurry up and get in everything he can. Look at the church. Lord, have mercy on the body of Christ on today. I tell you, you don't have to be deceived today. You can run like never before. You can pick up and say, hey, oh, I don't no longer want to remain the same. I know that Jesus came for a purpose. He came for a reason. He came just for me. Oh, yes, he came just for you on today. And in spite of what the world is trying to portray to the church and the church is trying to portray to the world. Oh, my God. Oh, look at the time we're living in. Church have never looked like it's looking today. I'm telling you, it's just a sad, praying time. Oh, run for your life. Oh, yes, the soon coming king, he's coming. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back for a ready church. Oh, yes, will you be ready? Will you be ready? Will you have oil in your lamp, or will you be dried up from not praying and not seeking God's face and not turning from your wicked ways. Oh, yes, there is some wickedness. I know that people saying today there is no wrong and there is no right and there is no hell and there is no heaven. Just, oh, my God, I never seen the body of Christ in the shape they're in today. I'm telling you, but you better run like never before. Jeremiah 13:10 says, this evil people which refuse to hear my word, which walk in the imaginations of their hearts and walking after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle cleaves to the loins of a man, so have I cause to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me a people and for a name and for praise and for glory, but they will not hear. Oh, my God. Won't you hear today? Won't you listen? Won't you hear the cry of God calling you to his heart on today? Oh, we must declare truth in this dark age. Oh, my God. Wickedness all around about us. Psalms 37:32 says, the wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Oh, my God. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay them, to take you down, to destroy you, to make you look bad. Oh, my God, look at the church world today. Everything has been turned upside down. Look at God's house. No longer looks like the house of God, look like a club house. It's exactly what it looked like, a clubhouse, not God's house. Where is the prayer? Where is the fasting? Where is the seeking God's face and turning from your wicked ways? Where is that? Oh, my God, the Bible said depart from evil and do good. What happened? No longer is people standing for good, for truth, for what's right. Oh, my God. I have a guest today with me, and that's Miss Green, Sister Green. Are you there? My guest today is Sister Green. Sister Green. Sister Green.
Can you hear me?
There?
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
Here.
Praise the Lord. Glad to have mm-hmm. you with me once again.
I thank God.
So much going
mm-hmm. on.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is.
Oh, yes.
It's so much deception
yes.
in the land everywhere you look. It's just so much going on.
A lot, I tell you. Don't yeah. know where to begin.
Sure don't.
Really don't.
There's
know.
A lot going on. There's a lot going on. These leaders are leading people astray, and it's really sad because there's
yes.
so many people being taken the wrong way on today.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
So.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, deception all around us, the house of God.
Right.
You can feel it in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And I know
there's been
something
a change.
That's really, oh, yes, there's been a change.
There's been a change.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a great change, a great change, a great change. The Word of God said, a wicked watches the righteous and seeking to slay him. And we can see.
Right.
But, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I was thinking today earlier, you know, Cotton Pearson, you know, when he came out with this inclusionist and T.D. Jakes and all these other leaders, and, I mean, they was all against, act like they was against him. Oh, what is wrong with Cotton? He done lost his mind. Oh, all on the magazines and the news. And he said they was just like him. And God knows
yeah.
when we look around today, we see, yes, they was an inclusionist just like him.
Yeah, it was one time they were hiding. They're not hiding
before
the devil coming out. He doesn't have any reason to hide because the church is not going after him like he's coming for the church. So he's really, T.D. Jakes, he's being used by the devil to get the saints out of believing what we know is that Jesus Christ is the only way. So he's using him. Mm-hmm. And I saw when you guys had that on your Ready Church, T.D. Jakes' Mega Theft. It's just that I try to figure out, but the Lord let me know he's charging, they're charging $267.10. How do you come up with that figure? If the church can't see that they're trying to make a profit and they got to reach so many thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, whatever their goal is, that's what that $267.10, where in the world would you get a number like that from? It's all about money.
Money.
People better open their eyes and see. Why is it not just $20? Why is it not just $200? How do you come up with that figure? It has to be to make a certain amount of money. So, it is really. Go ahead, sister.
Well, the way I feel, they shouldn't be charging at all.
Right?
Be
charging.
The word of God is free. He said,
mm-hmm.
free to give, free to receive. But because the enemy used Jakes to start these conferences outside of the house of God to bring
mm-hmm.
the people of God outside of the house of God. That was a trick of Satan, just like he tricked Adam and Eve in the garden, to get them outside of the place where God had placed them, inside the house of God, to bring the sinners inside the house of God. But now the
mm-hmm.
enemy has taken the saints outside of the house of God out into the world.
Right.
You know, and he's charging,
mm-hmm.
it's just ridiculous. How about if people didn't have any money? Well, I guess your soul is, you want to be
That's
lost.
What I was
you ain't
thinking.
Got no money.
If you don't have the $200, what are you going to do? You know, if you leave it up to them, you're going to be going straight to hell, because that's what they basically saying. For you to get this word, you got to pay this amount of money.
You got to pay for it.
And they're not even doing the 10% that the Bible says. You only make $200 a month. You know, it's just ridiculousness to me. And if the church don't see it, they don't want to see it.
That's
mm-hmm.
not tithing he's doing.
This
is not tithing.
I'm only trying to figure out why they came up with that. It can't be a tithe, because you can't say what somebody is going to tithe. So, it's just totally out of line.
The same?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Basically, you're saying that everybody tithes is the same, then. If that's
mm-hmm.
tithing. Everybody got to pay their $200-some dollars and 10 cents. You know, this is not biblical. This is not sound
mm-hmm.
doctrine. You know, he said
mm-hmm.
preach the word. It's about reaching people's souls. You're not seeing anybody being saved, set free and delivered.
Mm-hmm.
People walking around demonically inspired with all these demons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the spirit of
mm-hmm.
murder and the spirit of lust and all these, spirits that people are dealing with. They're alcoholics and drug addicts and people that want to be set free and can no longer
mm-hmm.
go to the one place that you ought to be able to go, and that's the house of God, to the man of God, to preach the word of God to set you free.
Right.
Faith cometh by hearing the word of God.
Right.
You know?
And they're not talking about hell. If you come to the conference, they're not going to talk to you about hell and you going to hell. You don't hear people talking about that anymore. Hell is real. And, people are being distracted in these mega ministries or in these compromising churches, and they're distracting you from knowing that there is a hell and there is a
mm-hmm.
heaven. They don't talk about that anymore. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So it's
really
upsetting to see people doing anything on the altar of God, to go up there and dance and to to do whatever they play in the pulpit where the word goes forth. You know, it's really upsetting to me
to
see that happening. Mm-hmm.
That's right. No reverence, no fear, you know, and just respect, that type of fear.
Respect
for
God. Mm-hmm.
The word of God said my house should be called the house of prayer. You don't see nobody kneeling down praying.
Right.
It's flesh everywhere. There's no good thing in the flesh. You
right.
know, I mean, so this is a spirit of deception that the word of God had already warned us about, said that the seducer was coming to seduce you and to reduce you down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you look at the house of God, their standards have been reduced down. It's just a sad
disturbing.
Time. Our youth, my God, when you just look at what these adults are supposed to be doing, they're saying they've been in the house 30 and 40 years. What was you doing? The lost coin inside the house. You was in the house, but you lost.
Right. What is the church of tomorrow going to be?
My Lord, look at the church today, and you'll find out what the church tomorrow going to be, the same.
Yeah.
No God, no standards, you know, it's this Crawley doctrine, you know, with Jay-Z and all of them, you know, now the world and the church saying that we supposed to be like them. And God just don't want them to have it all. And you know, all this foolishness. Want to talk to a man to gain this whole world and lose your soul. Satan offers Jesus things. And he was our perfect example. He offered him kingdom. But he resisted.
Right.
And he's our perfect example. But these preachers, they greed the dogs, the word of God said. They greed it. You know, and they went for this money and, you know, and things and the cars and the homes and all this stuff. That, I mean, you're going to have to depart from here, brother and sister. We're going to leave here. We're just doing a walkthrough. We're not here to stay. And why are you giving exchange for your soul today? Ain't nothing worth your soul. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Nobody. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
It's all so these things are going to be here when you leave Earth.
Oh, yeah.
The things you accomplish is going to sit right here. And somebody else will be enjoying it. And you'll be looking up if you go to hell. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. It makes you wonder how do these people really think that they will survive after Jake's, you know, if something were to happen to Jake's or, you know, Joel Osteen. What in the world? These people faith so into these people. Our faith is supposed to be in the true and living God, not man. He says he be lifted up. But they lifting up these men, and they're idols, and they're their gurus. They worship these people. I mean, some people even write me, you know, on the blog talk, and like these people are really their God. You know, they don't want you to touch them. They cuss you out, and they say they saved. Their mouths are filthy. They need to read scriptures on profanity. Your mouth is filthy. You tell me you're a woman and a man of God, yet you cuss me out for telling you the truth, the word of God. They say they don't want to hear.
No. That's the thing because people think now that they're God. I was listening in Paula White, she is the begotten son, or the guy that was with her, said he is begotten son of God.
Yeah.
You know, he just don't realize. He's putting himself with Jesus Christ. A lot of these people now have this thought that they are a God, you know.
Yes.
It's coming through the music. It's coming through television. It's coming through everything that people think they're a God. And, you know, it's really ridiculous. I talked to a young man who told me, he said, I asked him, did he believe in God? Yeah, he believed in God. I said, okay, what God you believe in? He said, I am God. I am a God.
Lord.
And, you know, the devil's not biting his tongue. So we need to start questioning these people and looking at the lifestyles of these people just because they believe in God. What God is you believing in? That's what you need to ask them.
That's the truth. They got this saying, "You if you ain't doing it big," and oh my God, Lord have mercy. It's so sad. Dietrich had, and he's saying, "Yeah, I'm breaking the rules. Yes, I am. I'm breaking the rules.
Yeah.
I'm breaking it for my fans." He said, "You know, because these people have lifted these people up, so now they really think I am God, and I'll do whatever I have to do to, you know, to keep the fame and the fortune that, you know, that I've accumulated here on this earth." You know, it's just sad. And when you were saying about Paula White with the man up there, I forgot his name right now, but on one of her videos where he's saying that Jesus is not the only begotten son. He is, too. But nobody has shed their blood. Nobody had no thorns around your head and no nails in your feet and your hand. I'm telling you, to compare yourself with Jesus Christ, oh, my God, no fear whatsoever.
No fear.
No fear at all. To feel like you right there with, oh, my God, it's a sad time. It's a praying time like never before.
And the Lord said he is the same. He never changed. He's the same he said yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's not changing. Who's changing? It's the church that's changing.
Right.
You know,
the church is
involved with the world, and they think that, you know, because they say so, just like the lady told Oprah Winfrey, because you say that
you
there's
say.
More than one way, because you say. That doesn't mean that it is, you know,
That's right. We got to stick with what God's word say. I'm telling you, people better get into the word of God like never before. We can see
and know your word.
Oh, yes.
Right. Know your word.
Oh,
know if somebody telling you something that's not right. It should automatically pop up because God is not going to take his. Once you learn of his word, he's going to bring it back to your remembrance when somebody tries to tell you another word. You know, you might not be a Bible scholar, but that word is going to be down there. It's going to plant a seed. Once you read it, once you hear the word of God, it does a major difference. And people just need to know that today. I'm just so obsessed with theirs about seeing these things I saw on your Ready Church. It just, breaks my heart because when I was a child, people would be scared to cross the pulpit, to walk on the altar. You know, you didn't play. You didn't do certain things. And now just to see people doing everything is really just a shame.
I mean, that's going on inside the house. I mean, but people are drunk would pass the door outside, and you know what I'm saying, and almost try to straighten up. And that was outside of the house of God. But I'm telling you, for them to just come in God's house and shake yourself like that and not feel that you're going to drop dead, you know?
They're not scared. They're not concerned about the wrath of God. That lets you know people not reading their words because God, if he is the same, which he is, if he made people drop dead in the Bible, he will make you drop dead too. So, he's giving everybody a chance. Today, he's giving you a chance to get yourself right, you know.
That's the truth.
God is being patient.
That's the truth. That's the
truth. Thank him for his grace and his mercy.
You got some of these leaders saying all roads leading to Rome. Well, we don't need but one road, and that's leading to Jesus. Because that's all that's really going to matter in the end. You know, I don't need a road leading to Rome. You know, but when you think about it, that's what they're doing. They roaming. That's what they're doing all around. You know, pouring everywhere, using all these leaders. And, you know, I mean, the word of God already told us and warned us that they were coming, that false prophets were coming.
Right.
You know, told us to stay alert, stay on guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're supposed to, you know, did just like the military. You're supposed to stay on watch duty. for your soul. Right. They always watching for the United States, for, you know, for the enemy coming in on you. And they say, well, y'all always coming in. Yes, you're supposed to watch. The word of God, you not hear, said that wicked, you know, is seeking to slay, So he's stunning you and watching you. You better watch and pray. That's why Jesus told us to watch and pray. He put it together because he knew that this stuff was going to come, that Satan was going to devour us and corrupt us and mix you up and, you know, you be double-minded. And I'm corruption everywhere.
Right. And you know, another thing is a lot, you hear a lot of people saying, don't judge me, you're judging me.
Oh, please.
You know, that's the worst says, yes, you can. The saints are to judge.
Yes.
You will hope that somebody would judge your walk. So, you know, God won't judge it. You need to get it straight. You don't want him to have to judge you. So that's another thing. I hear all these saints or supposed to be saints talking about you judging me. That bothers me when I hear that too. Yeah, you don't want to change.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to change. You don't want to give your sin up, you know. That's why, that would be the only reason why you defending don't judge, you know. And, I mean, we got a physical judge here. When you do wrong here on this earth, you go and kill somebody, you go before a judge, and you respect
that
judge, and they respect the court and this court. Or you going, you know, they're going to put you out, or, you know, you're going to be put in jail. They respect them. And we got our spiritual judge, you know, concerning our life.
Yes, we
you
do.
You know, so, oh, no. We will judge. We're going to judge everything. Everything that's being said, everything being done, you better judge it in this
You should hope that somebody would judge you and tell you, no, I don't think you doing something right. Or, you know, I think you're doing it right. Or, you know, because you want that person to do that, a saint, another Christian, to tell you what they think you're doing and what they think you're not. Because it might be an area you need to get straight, you know.
That's right. And if there is no sin, then Jesus, what was his purpose of church? I mean, what is the purpose of a church?
You know,
to warn people of their sin, of your wickedness, you know? If there's no sin, Jesus' coming was in vain. And David said, hey, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Evidently, there was a wrong spirit, there was a bad spirit, there was a wicked spirit, there was things that he had done. And he knew it was sin, and he cried out to God and asked God to forgive him of his sin.
Right.
And that's what we're supposed to do, cry out and ask God to forgive us of our sin and turn away from our sin. That's true repentance.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you don't see nobody, you don't hear no revivals, conference that took over. Ain't nothing, no revivals, no, you know, denying your flesh is just do thy will. But the word of God said, not my will, but thy will be done in
thy
my
will.
Life, Lord, not my will. It's that new age teaching. That's new age. It's the new world order. The world is ordering something different, even for the church.
And I know they have a new saying. They say in the schools now, YOLO. You only live once, and it's supposed to be, you know, you can do what you want to do because you're going to only be here once, and, you know, the devil is a liar. You got to go somewhere after you leave here.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go somewhere.
You're going to spend eternity somewhere.
That's the saying that the kids, the kids have this saying now, YOLO. When I heard it, I was like, what do that mean? You only live once.
It's sad. It's sad, but the church house is a clubhouse now. They got games going on, and these leaders is playing these games, too. It's gimmicks everywhere. You know, Pastor Angus Long preached about Jacob being a trickster, but thank God he realized that he needed a Savior, And he said, hey, look, I ain't gonna let you go till you bless me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But today, it's still so much trickery, so much cunning, and I mean, it's like all these leaders just got together and, you know, with T.D. Jakes, and, you know, they got that 501c3, you know, that money and faith-based
mm-hmm.
money, and now, you know, the church, you know, compromised for money. It's all about money. Now, you know, mm-hmm. they're going to have that mega fest in Dallas, I guess, because they have it in Atlanta. And, you know, giving all the revenue and money in that city, and all, you ain't going to have your church here, and they collect all the money, so we're going to bring everything and everybody. They're going to have secular singers and actors and comedy, and, I mean, oh, my God. I know,
mm-hmm.
God, something getting ready to take place. Something is getting ready to take place
mm-hmm.
like never before.
The word being phased out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. With all this garbage, you don't hear nothing
nobody
about being saved except praying delivered.
Mm-hmm. Nobody want to talk about being saved. But
oh, no.
The devil is a liar. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back soon. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes,
he's
he is.
Coming
he's coming back.
Back
for a ready church
mm-hmm.
without spot and without wrinkles.
He
you know,
is.
I just thank him. Mm-hmm. Can you lead us in prayer, sister?
Huh?
Lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for this broadcast, Lord. We just thank you for every person that's listening. We ask you to change and save, God. And we know it's not about us, but it's about you, Jesus. And we want to be ready when you come back, Lord. Help us to watch and pray and see what's going on in the world around us, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for giving us your grace and your mercy to be able to stand in this last day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
for
God.
Coming on with me today, and I speak blessings over your life, and I tell you, God has done great things in your life,
yes,
and
yes.
I know it was nobody mm-hmm. but him, and you are a living testimony, you know, that
mm-hmm.
Jesus lives today, and we just thank him. I have, if you have a caller, you can call us at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. I think we have a caller that wants to join us.
Okay. Well, I thank God for you.
Thank God for you too, sister. Praise the Lord. Caller, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank God for Sister Green being on the Ready Church tonight. Enjoyed the vlog tonight. Just wanted to give some comments about the video on YouTube about and how Superman has become an idol in the house of God when God told us not to have any other gods before him.
That's right.
Superman can't save you. And he can't be compared to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's sad that the church has really been bewitched by the spirit of deception. And as you was reading in Psalms 37, I went back up to verse 31, and it says, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. And the church today does not have God's word in their heart, because the word clearly says that if the word is in your heart, none of his steps will slide. People really need to get saved, and they need to ask the Lord to order their steps and God's word on tonight. We all know that the word of God is able to keep you from falling.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of deception that the enemy has used when he clearly brought the NIV Bible into the house of God, which took people away from the King James Version of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The NIV Bible, the New International Bible. This is the one world Bible for this one world order that's been put in place by the devil. But the devil is a liar on tonight, and we know that there's only one God, and that is the true and living God, and he is the Alpha, and he's the Omega, and he's the beginning and he's the ending. And people need to know that they had a beginning in their life and there's going to be an ending. And one day they're going to have to stand before the true and the living God.
That's right.
So I just thank God for the Ready Church. I thank God for the blog. I thank God most of all for his word on tonight that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And God bless you all. And I thank God for the Ready Church. And to God be the glory.
God bless you, and to God be the glory is right. I tell you, there is just so much that we can discuss, because when we look around, it is very disgusting what we see and how much the church has changed. I mean, I know the old saints could see, my Lord, you know, where the church is today. Oh, my God, they would never believe the state of the church today. But we must hold on and hold out like never before and run. You know, we don't want to say you did run well, but who hindered you?
Amen.
You know, a lot of people being bewitched in this last hour. You know, a lot of people being bewitched. Rebellion in our children and just all over, around about society, I'm telling you. We have got to hold fast and pray and, you know, seek God's face like the word of God saying, turn from our wicked ways. That's what we have to do. He said he was here and forgive us.
Thank you, Chief. So.
Yes, we thank you for joining us also. We just thank and praise God, because there's just so much that we can deal with when we look around and see where we are compared to where we've been, you know, as a church, you know. So I'm just telling you, it's just a sad time. And we're running out of time.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. We got to make very good use of your time and redeem it. For the days are evil, and we see it. It's really evil.
Yeah.
You know, so we as a saint of God must stick together and pray and call on the name of the Lord like never before, because there's something ahead, something coming, something on the horizon, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, but who will be able to stand? I pray that we'll be able to stand.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Yes. They haven't done all, to continue to stand.
Yes.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. So,
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Anything else you would like to say, Miss Green? Miss Green or Mr. Johnson?
I just thank God. It is sad, you know, when you look and you see where the church has gotten and where the church was at. It really does sadden your heart to see how people have, you know, just turned away from God and all that God has done for us and where God has brought us from, that we can just turn away and just have so much dishonor in his house, you know, just like God never existed. And it does sadden your heart.
It really does. It really does.
Yes, Lord. But I thank God most of all, he's still keeping us in the palm of his hand.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The safest place in the whole wide world. In the will of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mr. Green?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Allowing the sister to talk. So I just thank God, because what she said is real. Thank God for her today, too, just for calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
But
the...
We need the real church to stand up. We need the real church to stand up.
Yes.
That's
and
right.
Give an
if
account.
If you're on the Lord's side, stand up and be counted.
Yep.
Yes,
that's what
Lord.
We
yes,
need.
Because
it
yes.
is some people that's is still Christian standing for the word of God. We don't want to, you know, let you think that it ain't nobody standing, because it
All
is
right.
some people standing.
Oh, yes.
And we just thank God for that. You just got to find you some, a church that's just not
compromising
in the word.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you got to get in your word so you can tell if they're compromising in the word. If something
that's
don't feel right or
something that don't sit right with the word of God, then you need to get out of that place, run.
Yeah.
Like Ready Church, run for your life.
Run for your
because
life.
It's your
right.
life that's at stake.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, like you said, we know we're not the only one because 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
You know that we, God still got people, you know, that are not compromising and still standing for truth and crying loud
right.
and blowing their trumpet. You know,
right.
we got to say something. I heard wasn't Pastor Wilkerson was saying you got to mark. You got to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
you keep your mouth closed, ain't nobody hearing nothing. But you gotta open your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So someone can be saved and changed in this last hour. We know God is still Almighty God. In spite of what we see, we know He's still Almighty God. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
The devil
sure
is defeated.
God is defeated.
Jesus Christ is still Lord.
Yes, God.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. So Adam, it's alright, and they both took Eve and lost their lives. Now he killed you, two and two more.